Good morning. I am so grateful for the opportunity to share with you today. November is a special time for expressing gratitude in Hawaii. We celebrate the American holiday of Thanksgiving, and as Shin Buddhists, we commemorate Eitaikyo. Eitaikyo literally means the perpetual chanting of the sutra. We remember and honor those teachers in our lives who passed down the Buddha Dharma to us, and in turn, we reflect on our responsibility to share the teachings with others. This month is also a time to remember family and friends and to reflect on all the causes and conditions that make our lives possible. As for me, I am especially thankful for a recent event that occurred in October. Last month, I spent almost 2.5 weeks in Kyoto attending the Tokudo training program at Nishiyama Betsuin. This 11-day program was the culmination of 2 years of study, which began in 2010. Now, receiving Tokudo ordination seems like it would be the fulfillment of a spiritual journey, and it truly has been a significant milestone in my spiritual life. However, the journey does not end there. Tokudo is really only the beginning of a lifelong journey with the Dharma. In the Buddhist tradition, Tokudo has a twofold meaning. First, in its original meaning, Tokudo refers to the attainment or emancipation of enlightenment. Tokudo, toku, means to attain or accomplish, and do means to cross over from this world of delusion to the other shore of enlightenment. Second, tokudo also refers to the act of departing from worldly life and entering the priesthood. In actuality, shaving one's head and renouncing one's home simply represents the starting point of one's path toward enlightenment. In all schools of Buddhism, an initiate must receive tokudo from one's teacher or from a senior priest in a fixed ritual, which is referred to as a tokudo shiki, or ceremony. In the Honganji tradition of Jodo Shinshu, a person who wishes to become a minister or priest must take part in a tokudo ceremony, which is conducted before the image of Shinran Shonin in the Goedo, or Founders Hall. The ceremony is preceded by a 10-day session of intense study and practice, during which a person must prepare oneself to become a soryo, or priest. In the tokudo ceremony, one recites the three treasures and declares one's affirmation by reciting the Rogemon, or creed, and receives a tonsure ritual from the Gomonshu, or Lord Abbot. After that, one is given the saffron-colored kesa, or minister's surplice, a certificate of completion, receives a homyo, or dharma name, and a copy of the Kyogyo Shinsho, written by Shinran Shonin. It is said that Shinran received tokudo at night, so in keeping with that tradition, Honganji priests received tokudo in the evening by candlelight. It was truly a memorable and meaningful experience to receive tokudo before the image of Shinran Shonin and in the centuries-old Founders Hall. Undertaking tokudo was a deeply spiritual decision. It was my way of expressing profound gratitude for the teaching of Shinran Shonin and of affirming my commitment to learn and share the Dharma throughout my life. Attending the regular Japanese tokudo session was also a personal decision to fully experience the tradition of becoming a priest that has been carried on for centuries. I have found new appreciation for this process and for the beauty of the ritual and doctrine that we lived, breathed, and dreamed about for 11 days. Now, tokudo training was like a Buddhist boot camp. Each day began at 5:30 a.m. with a rotation of cleaning the temple grounds. Then, we gathered for a 7 a.m. service where we chanted the Shoshinge and Wasan, which was followed by breakfast and then a lecture until lunchtime. After lunch, we had another lecture and then an evening service. Dinner, another service after that, and then additional study and practice time before lights out at 11 p.m. Instructors were strict and demanding, drilling into each of us the proper way of chanting, walking, sitting, and setting up the altar. Our days were highly structured with intentional and systematic learning of the ritual and doctrine. While difficult at times, it was a welcome change from ordinary life. Can you imagine not having contact with the outside world for 11 days, with no access to your smartphone or email? Hard to imagine, right? That in this fast-paced world, we could be cut off for a period of time. However, it's a reminder of how we should take time to reflect on the present moment without distractions, to learn to be exactly as we are, right here, right now, and to embrace that experience completely. Now for me, the hardest part of Tokudo training was sitting seiza, or Japanese style. For the Westerner that I am, it was a difficult practice to stay seated in that position for very long. There were so many times that my feet fell asleep and I couldn't stand up for a while. I was surprised that even for many of the Japanese, seiza was a difficult practice. You know, I'm so happy that in America, we have chairs in our temples. I know my legs are really happy about that. My Tokudo experience was truly amazing and enriching. I have to thank so many people who guided and supported me along the way. Thank you to Bishop Eric Matsumoto for getting me started on this path and for his steadfast support. Thank you to my numerous instructors in Hawaii, Reverend Hironaka, Reverend Hojo, Reverend Kuniyuki, Reverend Ikeda, Reverend Muneto, Reverend Sumikawa, Reverend Umitani, and others for imparting your knowledge, wisdom, and love of the Dharma. Thank you to Hawaii Kyodan, my home temple of Mo'ili'ili Honganji, and to the Pacific Buddhist Academy Ohana, whose financial support made this all possible. Thank you to the Honganji International Center staff for their assistance and for providing me a place to stay for the several days before the start of the Tokudo training. And thank you to the instructors at Nishiyama Betsuin and the members of my Tokudo study group who helped me along despite my limited Japanese language ability. A special thank you to my Dharma sister, Kathy Takokuwa, whose love and support made all the difference these past 2 years as we trained together. While she postponed going to Tokudo this time, I know she will go sometime in the future. Also, a special thank you to Reverend Umitani, who made all the arrangements and traveled with me to Japan as my translator. I truly owe a debt of gratitude to so many who made this possible. The primary responsibility of a priest is to learn and share the Dharma throughout one's life. We do this by praising the Buddha, receiving the true Dharma, and expressing our gratitude for the Buddha's benevolence. Each of us, whether ordained or as a layperson, encounters the Dharma throughout our lives, each and every day. We all have the responsibility of learning and sharing the Dharma with others, especially in Shin Buddhism, as our founder Shinran used the term Ondobo Ondogyo, which means fellow traveler in the Dharma. We are all equally embraced by the great compassionate vow of Amida Buddha, and we live a life of simple and profound gratitude for life exactly as it is. We all share this same path, and we need to help each other along the way. Innumerable causes and conditions have allowed us to be living at this very moment, and we are fortunate to have encountered the teachings of Shakyamuni and of Shinran Shonin, which give comfort, strength, and meaning to our lives. As Shin Buddhists, we live simply with the true and trusting, and with the Nembutsu of gratitude for the Buddha's great compassion in our lives. Everything that we learned during Tokudo was an expression of these two principles. Our ritual and chanting are all expressions of joy and gratitude for the Buddha's great compassion. As Shinran writes in the first two lines of the Shoshinge, I take refuge in the Buddha of immeasurable light. I entrust myself to the Buddha of inconceivable light. This is the essence of the Shinshu path. An integral part of the Tokudo ceremony was the recitation of the Ryogemon, or creed, written by Renyo Shonin. It is a declaration of the essence of Shinshu doctrine that both priests and the lay should refer to throughout our lives. There are four sections that clarify the teachings in plain language. As a newly ordained Tokudosha, I hope to continue my journey of awakening to the Dharma throughout my life by remembering the words of the Ryogemon. Casting off the self-power mind of the very practices and disciplines we entrust ourselves single-mindedly to Amida Tathagata to save us in the regard to the one great matter of birth. With one thought moment of entrusting, we know that we are saved and that our birth is settled. After this, we say the name in joy and gratitude, repaying the Buddha's graciousness. We acknowledge gratefully that we are able to hear and understand this teaching because of the benevolence of our Master having appeared in this world and of the successors in the transmission, the good teachers whose words were not shallow. Beyond this, we will observe the established rules of conduct throughout our lives. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you again for the opportunity to share with you this morning. Mahalo. Namanda. Namanda. Namanda.